Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Can you give me a story where the most magical place on Earth just feels kind of dirty and shady?
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. Are we going to Disney World?
Yeah, I mean, the Disney company, at least. Well, actually, yes, Disney World. I was afraid you would think I was talking about Neyland Stadium.
No, it's not always the happiest place on Earth. It is sometimes. Sometimes it's the saddest place on Earth.
Which is my favorite time. But today's story, John, I heard about it a long time ago. I thought it was still ongoing. Turns out that it seems to be legally wrapped up, so I think it's a good time to tell this story.
This is an amazing story, so I'm excited to get into it. Why don't you do it, man? Get us rolling.
Yeah, we're going to go back to October 2023 when Dr. Kinnockturn Tangsan, a respected NYU Langone health physician.
There was no way I was saying that.
Yeah, I should have put that in your part. So a doctor from New York went to Disney Springs for dinner. Now, in Disney, there are all these, like, there are all the parks, and then Disney Springs is kind of a shopping area with a lot of restaurants, and it's a nice, fun little spot when you don't want to go to the park. He warned the restaurant staff there multiple times that he had a severe dairy allergy and a severe nut allergy. John, our kids have allergy issues between both of our families, and it is something you have to take issue with.
So did she like tell staff that this was a problem? And, you know, like, I have a kid with allergies like that, and staff are usually able to tell me, okay, well, this is safe, but this is not, you know?
Right. And she did. She was very upfront about A, what the allergies were, and B, how severe they were. But she ended up suffering a fatal anaphylactic reaction shortly after her meal. And her husband, Jeffrey Piccolo, that's one you could say, filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Disney in early 2024.
I think the real crime here is that she didn't take his last name.
Yeah.
But no, this is tragic, honestly. I mean, this is awful. Like, if my child eats something that he's allergic to, he doesn't die. Like, it might be a bad 24 hours, but it's not death. So this is awful. But when, you know, you could imagine the happiest place on Earth is in the state that they are in because of really good attorneys, right? So they, of course, made a bold claim. Disney did. They claimed that they didn't have to pay anything because Jeffrey Piccolo once signed up for Disney Plus. This was in 2019. This was, what, 4 years before this happened?
Yep.
And it was even a free trial. So he didn't even, at the time he clicked, I agree to your terms, it wasn't even a paid service at that time. It was a free trial. But in that clicking agree to the free trial, those terms required individual binding arbitration for any disputes, including wrongful death cases. So in the language on the terms and conditions for Disney Plus in 2019, there was language for a wrongful death suit saying that you could not sue Disney.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Admittedly, I don't read all the fine print,
never.
Especially if I'm signing up for a free trial of a TV service. I would never think they're going to put something in here to protect themselves at their parks.
Well, and I've always heard, like, if I sign a waiver to go on a youth ski trip and then I break my femur on the ski trip, like, just because I signed the waiver doesn't really mean I can't sue. So how much legality does that hitting I agree carry in court?
Yeah, so they argued that Piccolo used the My Disney Experience app to buy his Epcot tickets in 2023. So he again accepted the terms mandating arbitration for all disputes. So basically, this is just saying that if something happens, they will go to an arbiter. They will go to somebody who will decide what's fair instead of an actual lawsuit happening. And again, this mandate, this thing you signed did not only apply to the streaming service or the park you were signing up for. Their motion claimed that Piccolo can't take them to court even over his wife's death because he had clicked accept all these terms.
Well, his attorneys saw things much differently. They called Disney's approach outrageously unreasonable, even preposterous, and so unconscionable that it shocks the judicial conscience. They argued that the wrongful death claims against the restaurant should never be buried in arbitration clauses, because this is, you know, like you said, it's two different things. The streaming service is one thing, but eating at the Disney park by, or like in a Disney restaurant, two totally different things. So I think that hiding that language in the terms and conditions should not carry legal weight.
Yeah. And especially he's the one that signed it. His wife actually never signed anything. So there's some trickery there of she was the one that died, but he's the one that's suing. She had the incident, but he's the one that signed everything. So I don't think any of that should matter, because I don't think they should be able to put this in there. Legal experts started chiming in, noting how absurd this was to stretch a disclaimer about a streaming service into a shield from accountability about a death case. And the broader concern is, what if companies can do this all the time and just put sweeping arbitration requirements in everything? Disney isn't alone. Other places have tried to do similar things, or at least included that language. Think about when you go to, I don't know, let's say, I'm not going to mention a company actually. Let's say you go to a store and you're clicking, I agree to pay for this. They could put language in their terms when you're clicking on the little pad and they're asking you for a tip unnecessarily.
Well, and I feel like there should be a streamlined approach to this. Like, give me three bullet points. if you don't really, as a company, expect people to read that when you're burying stuff like that in there.
Absolutely. You know,
I feel like it should be legal. Like, give me this in 300 words or less. What am I actually agreeing to?
Right.
So, yeah, Disney, man, they face some public backlash. Critics accuse Disney of prioritizing their corporate protection over humanity. And I remember this, like, yeah, I mean, they did receive, it almost went viral.
It was bad.
So Disney eventually backed down. That was in August of 2024. They officially dropped the motion to force the arbitration and agreed to face the wrongful death claim in court. So there was a public statement given by Josh DeMauro for Disney, and it said, at Disney, we strive to put humanity above all other considerations. I feel like they should have put in parentheses, especially or only when receiving public backlash, because our first approach didn't work. He would go on to say, we believe this situation warrants a sensitive approach. We have decided to waive the right to arbitration and to allow the matter to proceed in court. I would imagine that they're going to settle this case, but has that been made public yet?
Yeah, as far as we know, it hasn't been. No settlement has been reached, and there has been no trial date set. So this is ongoing as far as the official outcome goes. But even that statement, John, for the quote to say, we have decided to waive our right to arbitration, they're not backing down off of the fact that they believe that this is legally binding and they have the right to arbitration. They're retaining that right, but saying that it's proper for them to waive it at this point. So almost trying to make themselves look good for waiving something that should have never happened in the first place.
Yeah, I would imagine this is going to settle outside of court. But there's no amount of money that can ever bring back your wife. But this is a case that if everything happened the way it's been reported, and she asked staff if this food was safe and they said yes, and she ate it anyway, then that is 100% on Disney's part. I mean, it's their fault.
Completely agree. There should certainly be accountability here.
So I would imagine that he'll have enough money to go back to Disney if he so chooses.
I hope he doesn't. And not that I'm going to boycott Disney over this, but I guess the moral here is to read the fine print, but it's also impossible to always read all the fine print, or else you'd be reading with your entire life.
Do you remember back in the day when the micro machines were toys that were advertised on TV? Yeah. And then they had the guy that was like the very fast talker.
He was great.
You need that to just be able to play as you agree to these things so you can hear it out loud in very fast time. It's like that guy talked on two and a half speed.
At least. And yeah, this is a tragedy. Disney should absolutely be ashamed, and I think they should remove that language. Not that I've heard they had or are planning to, but I think they should, especially attaching it to a streaming service is just absolutely absurd.
Completely agree. Guys, we appreciate you sticking around and listening to a true crime story.
This has been a crime story in right around 10 minutes.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.